In Iran, it's all over but the counting. Although ballots are still being tallied, it's clear that voters have returned President Mohammad Khatami to power in a landslide victory. Turnout in yesterday's election was unexpectedly high. During the campaign, the president promised to keep pushing for greater freedom and democracy, despite opposition from religious conservatives. Joining me now from Tehran is NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Jennifer, just how big a landslide is this for Mr. Khatami?
Well, the key point is that it's a bigger landslide than he got 4 years ago when he was first elected. There were some magic figures that his supporters hoped to surpass, and it looks like they have. He has more than 20 million votes out of those who cast ballots, and he has so it looks to be around about 75% of all votes cast, more than about 5% more than he won 4 years ago. So conservatives who were gearing up to claim that he has lost support over the past four years will not be able to make that claim now, and his supporters will be extremely pleased.
Jennifer, how much of his success is due to his reformist agenda?
Really, I think it's fair to say all of it is, but agenda is the key word, because he was not able to carry out everything, all the plans and promises that he made. He wanted to create an Islamic democracy, as he calls it, a civil society within the Islamic Republic, the rule of law. He did not succeed in that. It's an ongoing battle. But what he did succeed very much in doing is changing the entire political debate here, and this was so evident in the campaign. His nine challengers, who are moderate conservatives, none of them called themselves conservatives. They said they were running as independents, and all of their campaign platforms revolved around reform. So that in itself is a sign of how the atmosphere has changed in the past 4 years.
Mohammad Khatami came to power 4 years ago amid such anticipation and excitement. If he's truly a reformer, why didn't all that anticipation bring freedom and reform in the first term?
Well, he certainly faces a number of obstacles. Conservatives still maintain ultimate power here. They control the judiciary and the army. They have veto power over the parliament and ultimate power over the presidency. It was sort of an ongoing battle the past 4 years. I think that it's important to point out that while there is a lot of frustration that Khatami's agenda was not fulfilled, I think partly that's because expectations rose so high over his tenure. If you ask people what they actually expected when they first voted for him 4 years ago and compare it to today, a lot will say that he has surpassed their expectations. They never thought he actually would achieve as much as he has.
Well, given the setbacks that you've mentioned, and perhaps the expectations of the outside world versus those inside Iran, what do reform and freedom mean in an Iranian context?
Well, we're certainly not talking about evolving into a secular democracy, separation of mosque and state, if you will. This is still the Islamic State. It's a religious regime. While there are certainly some secular Iranians who would like to see this evolution, no one expects it in the short term. Iranians, you know, have lived through a revolution. It was just 22 years ago. Then they had an eight-year war with Iraq, a devastating war. Over and over, people say they don't want another fight. They are patient. They say they're willing to wait things out and let things proceed slowly.
What are his biggest challenges now, Jennifer? Do you think that this overwhelming victory will help him?
Well, his supporters certainly hope that it will convince his conservative critics that they're extremely out of touch with popular will and to back down. On the other hand, some analysts say that it will only radicalize the extremists on both sides and kind of intensify this back and forth clash. One thing, though, that has become very clear over this campaign is that Khatami is going to have to bring the economy into his agenda in a much bigger way. He is facing enormous unemployment. The youth, while they are his biggest supporters, also present his biggest challenge. They need jobs. And while people have been focusing on political reforms for the past few years, it's increasingly clear that the economy is something that cannot be neglected.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Tehran, thank you very much.
Thank you.